The Hearts and Minds team, Julia Paul, and the guys here, Alistair and Jonathan. That's it. Okay, so Weber Shandwick are the prime sponsors, but courtesy of Will Shomra, we are going to have some pizza at about 4:30. So thanks to Will for keeping the show on the road just as we're about to fly. And strategy, and also help with the organisation. And you'll find little flash drives there that you can just pick up from the windowsill. There's brochures about this year's Slugger Awards, or last year's Slugger Awards. So some of the basic stuff, first of all, toilets here and here, and more or less just above on the first floor. There are going to be three different places where the breakout sessions are going to happen. The plenaries will be here, standing, so the plenaries won't be a very long time. We're going to encourage people to be as brief as possible. The real work's going to happen in the discussion groups, and I'll explain how that's going to be organised in a minute. We don't have coffee here, but you can get coffee in the student union next door. If you go to the back cafe, then apparently the toasties are very cheap, £1.50 a go. If you're Twittering, and please do Twitter, don't forget to use the hashtag, which is #PyCamp. And that means we can just aggregate those kind of things. And what I encourage people to do with your Twitter accounts is, when you hear somebody say something really memorable or something that you want to carry away with you, Twitter's a very good place to kind of just to write it out there and get it out to the populace and cap it and use it there on. Let's see. If I could just actually, on that point of the organisation, if I could just ask Joanne to kind of explain a little bit about how this unconference is actually going to be organised.
Hi folks, apologies for the accent, I'm Australian. I will if I step forward to jargon, stop me. Effectively, what we've got is a bunch of people have already suggested some of the topics. If they're suggested topics, the little sticky notes have already got those labels on them. If you have a specific burning issue that you wish to actually address, feel free to create a new session and pop it into various rooms. The rooms that we have are Seminar Room 1, which is directly above us, the cafe, which is directly through there, Seminar Room 2, which is on the first floor at the other end, and here in the foyer. And we've got chairs here, we might actually move chairs around. So if you only have three or four people to have a conversation, that's still worthy of doing a session. Amplified has a couple of specific rules that we like to do for events, and PyCamp is an Amplified event. It is that conveners have a responsibility to ensure that anybody who wants to participate in a conversation gets a chance to do so. So this isn't about presentations, it's about conversations. But we have a rule which is two ears, one mouth, so you have to listen at least twice as much as you speak. What we also request is if you are Twittering, that we do what we call the one tweet initiative, which is that instead of saying, I'm at PyCamp and I'm in Seminar Room 1, could you actually say what was meaning for you about in any session that you participated in? So what I got from this session was X, and then we get much better noise to quality tweet ratios. Solo Bay Steve, who is Steve here, and he's really easy to recognise because he's wearing a denim jacket. Steve is going to be physically located in the cafe, and he wants to run a virtual room. So there will be people who will be participating in this event online. You may not believe it, but they are interested enough to participate and to hear about what's happening in sessions. So there will be a virtual room online. So if you want to participate in that virtual room and have conversations with people who couldn't make it here today or who are from different geographical regions, please would you join him at the end of the day. I think that's about it. Cole and Mick, do you want to do anything else?
No, that's fine.
Okay, cool. Thank you.